From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. China announced today that car sales rose more than 10% in July, and the news is likely to cause some celebration in Detroit, where automakers are still reporting great numbers, in part because of strong demand for American cars in China. For the latest, we're joined by Paul Eisenstein, editor of the car website, thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, welcome.
Hi, good to be with you.
Well, how much is China driving U.S. automaker profits?
It's a major factor, and it could become even more important going forward. I mean, you have a situation where General Motors is selling more vehicles over in China than it is in the home market, the U.S. these days. Ford Motor Company is way behind, but they're racing to catch up. Their growth is outpacing the overall Chinese market by a significant factor. Now, I need to point out that what they're selling over there tend to be less expensive cars, less profitable cars, and they're dumping an awful lot of the money they make there back into the market. So it's not the thing that's propping up the bottom line, as we saw just recently. It's North America that's propping up the profits from the big three, at least right now.
Yeah, I saw that the best-selling sedan last month in China was the Ford Focus, which is a relatively small car. What about in this country? What are people buying right now?
Well, this market is much hotter than anybody expected just a few months ago. We're seeing reasonably good sales down in the low end. A lot of econo boxes, fuel economy misers, if you will, and hybrids are starting to gain some momentum. But what's really driving the market, believe it or not, pickups.
Yeah, trucks.
Yeah, pickups in particular. Though this is a very different sort of market for pickups than it was, say, 10 years ago, when you had a lot of people, the urban cowboys, the oil traders down in Dallas, as well as the stockbrokers living up in Greenwich, Connecticut, driving these things into the city and trying to look macho.
Well, you never know if you're going to have to go off-road into some sort of rose garden in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the pavement coming down into the city, it can be really rough. But the reality is the people buying right now, these are real truck buyers. These are people that are building homes or servicing and doing repairs for existing homes. So people that are buying pickups right now need them for work. This really is a signal that the economy is on a fast rise.
And yet there is some news that you have reported on that people are holding on to their cars longer than ever in this country, 11.4 years at last check.
Yeah, this is the interesting thing. Even though the new car market is taking off, people are holding on to vehicles longer than ever. Part of that is, of course, that people didn't trade in during the recession. So we have a lot of people sitting on old cars trying to keep them running. There's also an affordability issue. These days, cars have gotten so expensive. They're at or near record what they call transaction prices, what you actually pay after you work in accessories, options, discounts, things like that. So more and more, the new car market is a purview of a relatively small set of people. They're wealthy, of course, driving big booms in luxury sales, and other folks, largely in the middle class, who can afford it. But in many cases, they buy a new car, and they're holding on to them longer than ever.
And Paul, what about electric cars? How are they doing in all this?
Well, they're not doing all that well. Sales have been lagging, particularly for some vehicles like the Chevy Volt, which just cut prices by about $5,000 for the new model year. In fact, you're finding out that with one rare exception, almost all the battery car makers, plug-ins and pure electric vehicles, are cutting prices to try to drive demand. The big exception is Tesla. They're charging as much as $100,000 for some of their vehicles. They have been flying out the door. But let's put it in perspective. Tesla, even increasing their production this last quarter by 25%, still produced in a three-month period about as many Model S sedans, battery sedans, as Ford Motor Company will produce F-Series pickups in a day and a half.
Putting it in perspective, Paul Eisenstein, editor of the DetroitBureau.com. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you.